Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just going to read a tiny bit of it because I don't want to waste your all's time. Okay?
Okay, go.
Okay. You talk about revolution. Well, that's fine. But what are you going to be doing come the time? Are you going to be the big man with the Tommy gun? You talk of freedom when the blood begins to run. Well, freedom has no value if violence is the price. Don't want a revolution, I want anarchy and peace. You talk of overthrowing power with violence as your tool. You speak of liberation, of when the people rule. Well, ain't it the people rule right now? What difference would there be? Just another set of bigots with their rifle sights on me. That's all I'm going to read of.
Sounds to me like you're pushing for that Perot for president situation, aren't you?
You member of the NRA?
What?
You a member of the NRA?
No.
National Rifle Association?
Yeah.
But,
Well, the great thing about song lyrics is, and, you know, I've noticed this about all of them, a lot of them, is they can sound really great, and you think, wow, what really cool lyrics, you know, while they're sung, and if the music's good. But then, if like, you just read them, they can sometimes be lame. Like, I've noticed that with, like, you know, some John Lennon songs or anybody or Bob Dylan, when he's singing them and the music's really good with them, you're thinking, that's really cool. But then if you just read them, you're thinking, that's really not cool. That's just kind of clumsy, actually.
Kind of like Beeljack songs.
Well, I want to know, what was your opinion on that, Rob? I'm not picking on the fat one. I just want to know your opinion.
Do what now?
What was your opinion on that?
My opinion on that song? Why do you want my opinion?
Well, I mean, you stress your opinion tonight, so...
I think he wants your opinion off because you're the fat one.
So what was it, Rob?
It was okay.
Rob, you're a fat fucker.
Oh, hey, that wasn't very nice. That wasn't very nice at all. Man, dude, you're an asshole. Jeez.
I mean, that was you could take into consideration who probably wrote it. If that was Beeljack... They're on the phone line. You got to take in consideration. That wasn't, that's not
Rob,
bad.
Rob, you did have that coming, though. You did have that coming.
I mean, that wasn't a bad poem for someone who just learned to read last week, you know.
Here's the scoop on one of America's trendiest snacks, California pistachios. Delicious pistachios turn secret snitching into sensible snacking because they're nutritionally sound and more affordably priced than ever. A heart-smart, energy-boosting snack, they're low in saturated fat and brimming with important vitamins, minerals, and fiber. Pistachios are also an excellent source of vegetable protein. Fun to eat, they're the hit of the party. They can travel to the ball game or barbecue, too. Hey, guy, go to that barbecue and have some pistachios there, guy. Pistachios can satisfy a craving for both good taste and nutrition. Look for California pistachios in the produce section of your local supermarket.
You get ink all over your hands, though, or dye or whatever that is on those things. Paul, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Paul. I heard you were the walrus.
No.
No, you're not the walrus?
Let's talk about this country, how decadent it is.
Go ahead.
You.
What?
Talk to me about how...
749-1444.
The country is so decadent.
Rob,
how decadent is
Rob,
it?
Rob, you are the most decadent of them all.
No, you...
Rob, this guy's going to come to your house with a gun, dude.
Oh, well, that'll...
I liked his poem, man.
Was that him? Was that the same guy?
That was the same dude.
How do you know?
Betty Ann.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Rob, on the other hand...
Well, I want to clear up something.
Well, hold on. I guess the last month, basically, has been... You know, the topic has been why Chris is a jerk. And it takes about a month to fill that topic. But now the
tonight... Tonight, it's your turn to be
now
a jerk,
Now, tonight's
Rob.
Topic is why Rob is a jerk.
Well, I want to turn the table.
Okay, turn the tables. Why Betty Ann is a jerk?
No.
Oh, okay.
Chris, last week you have this great self-inflated sexual delusion that all the women callers really want you.
Well, all of them except for one.
Now this is what I like. I like getting it back to why Chris is a jerk.
Yeah. All the girls that call the talk show are in love with me except for one. And I think we both know who that one is.
Yeah, well, Rob, Chris. The only time I'd ever chase after you is to make sure the door was shut and locked after you left the room.
Something like that.
Who, me?
No,
she was insulting me.
All right, then. I've never made a unreasonable comment toward you.
I know.
I've been the perfect gentleman.
I wasn't talking about you.
Right. Chris is a heel, though.
Yeah.
And a heathen. And a pagan.
He's decadent.
And he likes all those people who wear black and put...
I hate those people.
And
Whoa.
Put safety pins in their nose.
Whoa,
it's
so progressive.
Well, the one thing, you know, I'm certainly not going to defend your stereotypical Clifton type, but the main thing that Chris doesn't like about them is they listen to music recorded after 1974, which is, I guess it goes totally against Chris's grain. Betty Ann.
Yeah?
Just get off work?
Yeah. You know what this one broad did tonight? I couldn't believe it.
What does broad do?
I can say broad because I'm a female.
Okay.
But she came in, she had these stiletto heels on with those metal tips, and she was sitting at the bar.
She's so good.
Dig it.
Huh?
Dig it. Okay. Yeah, she's got stiletto heels with metal tips.
I always wonder what Billy Joel was talking about in that song. He was talking about the heels on her shoes.
Maybe. A stiletto's a knife. Go ahead, Betty Ann.
Anyway, she's sitting there, she ordered some drinks, she has this V-neck sweater on, and she tips the bartender, and then she pulls down her shirt and shows him her boobs, and she goes, "That's for you, too."
That's not a bad tip at all.
Well, it kind of reminded me of that poem you read.
Are they hiring?
What poem?
The poem you read tonight.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. Well, actually, I recited
lyric?
It. Actually, I had that memorized, so I didn't need to read it.
As literary as you are.
Yeah, being the true artiste.
Uh-huh. It's been pretty busy there tonight, huh?
Yeah, everybody's just
been insane. All these 16-year-olds have been calling us up like crazy.
Man, it's been Insult Rob night.
Is it this? Did they all have like a congregation somewhere or something?
They must have. They must have had a meeting somewhere.
Yeah.
Meeting in the basement of some Methodist church, probably out in Aiken, out in College Hill, probably.
And they have a poster of Chris up and he burn incense around it and put flowers on it, and
they have a poster of Rob and they throw jarts at it.
They hate me because I tell them things they don't want to hear. I tell them the truth.
Yep.
Truth is never popular.
Nope.
But me, I'm always telling lies like you love me or something.
That's true.
Like, yeah. That wasn't boring when everyone knew it was boring. But they were afraid to say it was boring because they didn't want to come off as some kind of boob. But having no fears and not caring what the listeners think.
Betty Ann, summers in Cincinnati are wonderful, aren't they?
No, they're disgusting.
What have you been doing with your summer, besides working?
Pretty humid, aren't they?
Yeah. I'm looking for a car, I'm looking for a job, and I'm looking for a place to live.
So, boy, oh boy, you got it going on.
Yeah.
You're busy.
Not really. I've been sitting on my butt.
Well, you know, a car's not just going to come up to you and say, hey, buy me.
God, I really wish it would. Someone would just drive a nice, economical...
What kind of house you want? What kind of place you looking to live?
Out of Clifton. God, I can't wait to get out of here.
Well, Chris will miss
Too
you.
Too many of them black turtlenecks, huh?
Chris is the mayor of Clifton. He could never leave.
It's driving me nuts. I can't stand it. It's dirty and there's stupid kids running around.
They listen to T-Rex all
day.
Man,
you're getting old.
You're getting old.
And you sound like me before I got old.
But you're young at heart, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. You're on that same intellectual wavelength with all this young Cliftonites.
Exactly, he is. He's right there. He's soulmates with them.
Yeah, I got zits and I'm a virgin, too.
Chris has the invisible turtleneck on. And even though he might be wearing tennis shoes, his heart is in Dr. Martin's.
So where do you suggest I move to? What's a nice community to live in for... Someone who's sick of Clifton.
Huntington, West Virginia, says Jim the intern.
Huntington, West Virginia. That's kind of a far commute for school.
Okay, how about... I don't know.
Have you tried Norwood?
Isn't that just like Clifton, but people got older?
That's kind of like Hamilton, but they're all dying off and young people are moving in.
Yeah. It's kind of like used to be a real city till the GM plant closed down. And now
BASF exploded.
I don't know. See, I'm not from around here, so I don't know where's the best place to live.
Okay, well, just stay in Clifton, then you'll be all right.
No, God, no. That's my worst nightmare.
I don't know. What kind of image do you want to project? Do you want to project the image of
I don't
Betty
be
Ann,
labeled.
The classy broad, or do you want to be project the image of Betty Ann, the sophisticated bitch, or do you want the image of Betty Ann, a nice young kind of homely chick?
Or what? Homely?
Or what?
Homely? You thought you'd just slide homely in there, huh? Try Evendale. Woodlawn.
Don't try Evendale or Woodlawn.
Seven Hills.
Don't try Seven Hills.
Indian Hill.
Don't try it. Well, only if you're loaded.
Mount Adams. There you go.
You mean Frogs Mountain? Lower Frogs Mountain is pretty cheap, says Jim.
Westchester.
What's Oakley like?
Ross.
Oakley's pretty dirty.
Yeah, Oakley's really dirty. There's a lot of icy cups laying in the gutter and stuff.
Yeah, they got a Kmart.
And all those big pretzel, you know, the wrappers, that piece of paper they give you when you buy a pretzel. Yeah, there's bags. Yeah, rancid sleeves of popcorn, you know, just laying there gutted in the gutter.
Like they had a carnival the night before?
Right, the whole city looks like that. It looks like a big, you know, it looks like St. Rita's before they cleaned up.
Okay.
Or Carthage.
Well, I'll stay away from there.
There you go. What else? A job? What's wrong? You have a job, don't you?
I need, it's only two nights a week, though. I need more.
A real job?
More. Substantial income.
Yeah, well, I can understand that. Things are rough all over.
Yeah, but I think the car is first on the agenda.
Yeah, then you can move somewhere further away from Clifton, but then you can drive to school.
Uh-huh.
I take it you're a student, UC?
Uh-huh.
Go Cats, huh?
9 more classes.
Wow, that's all.
That's it.
It's only 2 quarters.
Quarter and a half.
Ooh. Wow. Anything else, Betty?
You know, in my last quarter of college, you know how many hours I took?
You took a semester,
didn't
you?
I took one class, 2 hours.
You took racquetball?
No, I was making up like some computer science class I flunked. You know, 2 hours. Party the rest of the time. Dad was still paying for it. I had it going.
Let me give you some insight into Chris's academic career.
If you're going to insult me, Rob, I'll punch you.
I'll
punch you.
We were really cool. We just tried to have fun in college. My house,
I
my
had
roommates.
Fun, Rob tried.
We would have parties all the time. And Chris would, who only came to visit me when we was having a party, would come over and suck down a lot of beer, and he'd bring a lot of his hooligan friends with him, a lot of his black turtleneck wearing friends, Doc Martin wearing kind of guy.
Have Doc Martens back.
They would all come over and suck down all kinds of our beer. So finally, I was like, Chris, well, you know, when are you going to have a party? Because you live in a house with a bunch of guys. When are you going to have a party? Oh, well, we're not going to have a party, Rob, but here's what you can do. My next door neighbor's having a party, and we're really close. So just show up at this party, and they'll let you drink.
I remember that.
And I said, okay, man. So I got me and two other of my friends.
All those hooligan friends came.
Two other of my clean-cut, well-behaved friends showed up. And we're just hanging out. We each get one beer, and we're halfway through it. And people say, hey, man, what's your major? And I was like, I always lied. And I said, elementary education for behaviorally handicapped kids. Something like that, because I thought it impressed girls, so I always said that. And my friend said, oh, insurance. My other friend said foreign studies or something. And they said, well, this is a business major party, so just get the hell out of here.
The only party on the
Thanks
whole campus.
Thanks a lot, Chris.
The
I
only
know.
One that ever kicked anyone out.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Chris. That was Chris's academic experience in a nutshell.
Yeah. So I guess that's why he's schlepping discs at a record store.
He's also spinning them in the middle of the night here on WAIF. Well, it doesn't say much for me then either when I look up to Chris as basically my hero if he would just get over that Clifton worship stuff.
Well, guys, I'm going to let you go.
Here's a song for you, Betty Ann.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Adolescent dream, schoolboy stuff, a sticky sweet romance. And she makes you wanna scream, wishing you could get inside her pants. So you fantasize away while you're squeezing her. You thought you heard her saying, good girls don't. Call her on the phone to talk about the teachers that she hates. And she says she's all alone and her parents won't be coming home till late. There's a ringing in your brain, said you've heard she's pretty fast, and you're hoping that she'll give you some tonight. So you start to make your play, cause you could have swore you thought you heard her saying, good girls don't, good girls don't. But she'd be telling you, good girls don't, but I do. And it's a teenage sadness that the one has got to taste. And in between age madness that you know it can erase. Two sheets to know your face.
Distance dedication there to Betty Ann from Loverman.
Boy, I tell you what, you want to talk about pushing the envelope of pop music. Never before was it pushed so far as when Doug Feger in the Knack recorded their debut album.
You know, Rob, real quick, you know what would be interesting to do since I got this little transistor radio in my
What would be interesting to do?
Let's see what other fine entertainment you can find on the FM dial this time of night besides
the Truck and Bozo.
You got that on one channel.
Somebody's rocking. It's the middle of the night and they're rocking.
Yeah, there's some other channel.
This AM or FM we're going through.
This is FM.
Still, no matter what you find, it's not going to be as interesting as what we're doing here.
Here, let's hear it for the boy. Okay.
Let's give that boy a hand.
What's up? I have no idea what pop song that is.
Little Seeger?
Little Seeger. I think that's the frog.
That's got to be the frog if it's Seeger. UBE.
That's got to be the bee. Little Willie. Okay, so you're in the house
that's
with the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. It doesn't get any better than this. Who's on the phone? Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Henry, go ahead.
Fuck you.
That wasn't very nice. I just went to all the trouble to show you what fine entertainment we're bringing you here. At the Late Night Talk Show, and somebody has to go and do that.
That's Jeremy. Who the hell is Jeremy?
Was that Jeremy that did that? No. Jeremy's up next?
Hello.
Hello, Jeremy. What do you want?
Hey, Jeremy, rein in your friends, man. Hey, you're just cutting your own throat. I mean, the Beeljack world premiere is out the window.
And listen,
that's a Truck and Bozo right there.
I want to
rein in your friends, man. Put a muzzle on them.
Since I can't get the Sheldon character tonight, I'm about to be myself. Okay, number one. All these, like, stupid little 17-year-old wanting-to-be revolutionary punk rock kids, y'all got to stop bothering people because you're giving revolution a bad name.
Yeah.
Number one.
I second that.
Okay, number two.
Jerry, I agree with you 100 billion percent.
No, see, I'm telling you, I'm not Sheldon, so you know what I'm saying? That's a little character. Anyway, number two. That the poet guy, he proved my point for me when he called in and told Rob he had his head up his ass because artists don't care what people think of what they do.
Right on. I don't care either.
And number three, if you're ever in Clifton and you go into McDonald's and there's a light-skinned, beautiful girl with a name tag that says Lisa, but her real name is Elsa, and she talks funny, don't hit on her because that's my woman.
Hey, hold on, Jeremy.
What?
You do that character, Sheldon, the awesome metalhead?
I do, but
how do you manage to change your voice so much? I mean,
it's not a voice change. It's a character change, but I can't do it because I've been writing lyrics and stuff and, you know, like when I'm delving into my inner self and the puke
Let's
of the pawn shop.
Who are, okay, man, if those are your friends, I call
those
them.
Those aren't my friends. I mean, see, that's what I'm saying. See, like, people think, well, I mean, I don't know, like, people, but, like, maybe some of the older people in the show, like, put them with me or something. They might very well, when we get famous, be fans of our band, but, you know, I wouldn't.
I heard Beeljack first. Okay, we're going to move on. Thanks, Guy. I agree with you, actually, believe it or not. I agree with them. I agree about all them wannabe revolutionaries are giving the revolution a bad name. Go get lost. The revolution doesn't want you.
Well, these guys, I love all the people who don't even vote and are talking revolution.
Well, that's part of it, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Robert, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Guy. How's it going? Okay, Guy. How's it going with you?
Not too bad. I've been in town a couple years.
Couple
and,
years?
From Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
And, your guys' show is pretty funny.
Well, thanks.
I saw you guys on. Didn't you guys have a cable show too?
For a while. Man, not for real long, but for a little while.
Something scary about Washington. Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States of America, didn't have cable until like a few years ago.
They didn't.
Wow.
They didn't have cable. Is that scary?
Yeah.
That is scary.
Every politician and their brother with 1,000 hookers in the city can't get cable. I mean, it was really scary. But Cincinnati's been pretty entertaining since I've been here.
On the cutting edge of entertainment, Cincinnati is.
Actually, you know, I tell you, in Washington, D.C., there's some of the best bands around. And
Fugazi?
Cincinnati's been doing really well for me, personally. I think Cincinnati's been rocking pretty steady.
What's your favorite Cincinnati band?
What's that?
What's your favorite Cincinnati band?
Was the Afghan Whigs. They're gone. Mm-hmm. Now it's Boo Boo Clan, actually.
Boo Boo Clan,
yeah.
They're breaking up, I hear.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty sad. There's
better catch them while you can.
Yeah, they were supposed to play some benefit at Sudsy's the other night, and somehow with Middlemarch.
Yeah.
And it all got canceled.
Probably because Boo Boo Clan's breaking up.
Really?
Yeah, if they do any shows, though, you better go to it while you still can.
I've heard Sleep Theater is pretty good, too.
Yeah, I hear they're breaking up, too.
Really?
Yeah. See, all these bands, they get together and they break up.
Yeah, well, probably they all get together. A lot of good bands, I think, get together for fun. And then it all starts to get serious, and people start to freak.
I was in a band once, but you know what happened?
Pardon me?
I was in a band once. You know what happened?
No.
We broke up. It's been going. Man, I hate it when that happens.
Well, actually, it sounds like you guys have been going around for a while. You, Chris and Rob, I guess.
Yeah, but we're about ready to break up.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I love Rob's death
and everything.
It sounds
like you guys are pretty angry at each other.
Yeah, he doesn't appreciate me.
He's just such a jerk.
You're a jerk.
Well, you know. People have their own. I was having a bad conversation with my recent ex-girlfriend, and we were having the same problems. And one of the things that I was saying to her was she didn't have to understand me completely. It's just that we had to just share our love together. And I mean, I'm not trying to sound really funny or anything, but if you guys care about each other, you don't have to care. You don't have to like the other guy's opinion. You just have to respect it.
And smooch a lot.
And. No, you don't have to do that if you don't. And, I mean, unless you want to. I don't really know, but
mm-hmm.
I don't think you do. But no, I mean Cincinnati's been pretty entertaining. And I was listening to your show as I was coming home tonight, and you guys
coming home from what?
I went to see a friend at a bar. I don't know if you guys can. It was in the wood.
In the wood?
Yeah.
I've seen that bar.
Yeah, it's not too bad a place.
Is that where we used to eat breakfast back when we had the morning show 15 years ago?
We used to eat breakfast there back in the morning show days.
Really? I've been hanging out there for about almost a year, and I didn't even know they had breakfast until recently.
Yeah, Rob is a better co-host than that other morning show co-host they used to have, Eddie Fingers. He was such a drag. He was never saying anything funny.
Really?
But yeah, Rob is the best co-host I ever had.
Here's
except for he's a jerk.
Here's the the WEBN Dawn Patrol. Whew, man, it's going to be a hot one today. Gee whiz, it was hot over the weekend, but it's going to be hot again today. It's going to be up to 97 degrees with a humidity of 95%. Jeez, it was going to be hot. Man, it was hot all weekend. What'd you do over the weekend? It was hot. I tell you what, it was so hot.
You know, something I've noticed since I've been here, EBN used to be, I don't know, somebody said, I guess I can use the word, somebody said it earlier, decadent, a little more decadent. Now they've become so close to, I mean, not as far as music's concerned, but they've come so close to entertaining people the way that this new Killer Q does. It's pretty sad, actually.
What were they playing when we spun by them? Rock and Roll Never Forgets
they
by
playing
Bob Seger.
Was that
what
they were
playing?
Playing
right now?
I mean, they talk about playing a lot of you know, the classic rock and all that other stuff.
Dude, they're playing. Yeah, dude, hit the bong, man. They're playing some Floyd.
Now, here's WEBN. WEBN, the Lunatic Fringe of American FM.
Fringe.
New music, Phil Collins.
Fringe, a word that they should not be using legally. Because they're not on the fringe very much in Cincinnati right now. I mean, they used to have a show with local bands?
I don't know. They run right down the middle. They couldn't be any more middle of the road.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of... Cincinnati's got a lot of cool stuff, but somehow it always ends up running... running conservative aground somehow, you know. That's just the way it seems to me. I could be wrong, but
pigs on the wing.
You're pretty much right. Yeah.
I wondered what that was all about when I came into town and somebody said, yeah, we'll take and show you this. And I saw these flying pigs and I was like, well, to me, you know.
Well, it was all like a, you know, having a big floating pig and having like pigs on the wing and all the lasers. And, you know, you're doing acid, and Roger Waters is singing.
Yeah.
You know? It's like,
welcome to Cincinnati.
Yeah,
it's
like,
capital of the planet.
Yeah, it's like a rock star thing, man. And it's like The Wall.
Trying to put their
It's
put
a concept album,
the,
man. It's like the Deaf, Dumb, and Blind Kids started it all. Okay?
Trying to put their mark
yeah,
on
Cincinnati
society,
Yeah, Cincinnati is a big concept album. If Cincinnati was rock and roll, it would be a concept album.
that's
Large Lou would be, like, playing lead.
That's,
playing
a,
lead
that's
guitar.
A weird way to look at it,
Large
but that's basically
Lou.
True.
And Marge would be playing drums.
I heard somebody say that they would do Marge Schott for $1 million.
No, it would take more than $1 million to do me. Well, look, guy, we're going to move on.
Thanks
oh, yeah,
no
call.
Problem. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to keep you guys going.
Oh, you're not keeping. We like you.
Oh, well, thanks. You guys are on. What time do you guys come on?
Two
to five every Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, depending on how you look at it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that's cool. Maybe I'll call back sometime.
Hey,
well,
we'd appreciate it.
Hey, that's great.
Well, hey. See you later, guy.
Okay, man. Take it easy.
Hey, if Mike at Kinko's is listening, come over to the radio for a second. All right? Because Mike over at Kinko's is usually listening.
Right. Mike's a regular caller, and he's usually pretty funny
okay,
calling.
Okay, Mike. Mike, come over to the radio. Okay, Mike, now bend over. Okay, now put your ear up to your radio, okay? Mike, put your ear up to the radio. Nimrod, you're on the air.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Hey, guy. What's up with you there, guy?
Not much, man.
Hey, you know something, guy? There's something I've been noticing. Have you ever noticed that, like, more and more people call you guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, guy. Isn't that weird?
Really cool guy.
I'll be walking down the street, and somebody will say, hey there, guy, what's going on?
And you go, nothing, Bob.
Yeah. So
speak up a little bit, Nimrod. I can barely hear you.
Yeah. Hey, Rob, what's your definition of resolution? Real quick.
My definition of...
Definition?
I don't have one off the top of my head.
Huh. How do you know so much about WEBN if you never listened to it?
Well, being in radio, I listen to all the stations around town.
Killer Q?
Yep. I listen to Randy Miller in the morning sometimes.
Revolution.
If I'm up.
War against one's government. Complete change. Rotation. Revolution.
See, now I could believe that coming from Chris.
Okay, Nimrod, give me three examples of a revolution.
Well, see, I'm not on the spot. You are.
Oh, yeah.
Nimrod, come on, answer the dude.
Oh, I'm squirming.
Oh, come on.
Come on, Nimrod, answer him. Give him three examples. Come on.
I don't know. But, hey, I just like to say my band just got signed by Discord.
Okay, Mike Bat, Mike, over at Kinko's, all right? Put your ear up to the radio, okay? Mike, come over to the radio now, all right? Now put your ear up to the radio and listen to this.
smoke it.
Get old, Doc.
An ode to self-indulgence there by Dr. Zombie with 9 miles high, and that's long-distance dedication to Mr. Michael, customer service representative Mr. Michael Bath out there at Kinko's. Give him a call. I don't know the number. Look it up in the book. He's working at Kinko's tonight.
Hey, Jim, go ahead.
What's up?
Hey, Jim. You are. Are you wondering right now with me, along with me, are you wondering what the frog is playing right now?
Not really.
Wow, I'm wondering. Let's find out. What the heck song is that? Everybody needs someone.
Sounds like John
Clark. Anyway, that's what they're playing on the frog.
They don't play nothing good anyway.
Yeah, they sure don't. Not since Hendrix died.
That's why I listen to you guys all the time.
Right on, baby.
So, how's it going?
It's gone better.
Oh, it's great. One of the best shows ever.
Well, I had to make sure I called tonight, you know.
No, well.
What'd you think of that song by Dr. Zombie?
I should call. Then I said, yeah, I'll call.
Are you at work?
Yeah.
You work every Tuesday night? Tuesday night, Wednesday morning.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm off Thursday and Friday. Go back in Saturday and Sunday.
Well, how many fires are caused by careless smokers?
Careless smokers? We got a few.
Got a few?
Yeah.
Would you say a majority of fires are caused by people carelessly smoking ganja?
No.
Okay, I'll tell you what you do, Jim the Fireman. Call 1-800-RAW-MUFF.
Raw Muff?
Yeah, RAWMUFF. Then call us back with a report, okay?
Okay.
You'll have fun.
Can Tom hear us right now?
No, he's out.
He's not even monitoring. What a son bitch.
His status as intern's in jeopardy, I think.
Yeah.
He shan't get his college credits for this. 749-1444. Give us a call. Call us up. Insult me or insult Chris. Elvira, tell me I'm an idiot like everyone else is.
I wasn't planning on, but if you insist.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Oh, you're such an idiot.
I've grown used to it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Somehow, I like it.
To be put down?
Oh, yeah.
Why? Rob, now you're just being weird. What's on your mind tonight, Elvira?
Nothing. I don't know. I'm going to New York next week. Well, tomorrow morning.
What are you
going to
do there?
Nothing.
Going to go to the Sonic Youth Sun Rock concert on Saturday?
Not.
Why not?
Because I'm going to be visiting with family.
Why don't you go to Central Park and see a free concert Saturday? Sonic Youth and Sun Ra Orchestra.
I'm not going to be in, like, the city.
Oh, you're not?
No. I'm going to be in upstate.
Oh, like Buffalo or something?
Oh, no.
That
place stinks.
Does it? Albany. You're going to be in Albany.
No.
Syracuse.
Close.
Close to Syracuse.
Cooperstown.
Actually, it's closer, but it's not that close. Elmira in Rochester.
Tom, come here. We're going to bring Tom over the microphone. Come here, Tom. What's your take, Tom? You're Rob's old friend from being a kid. What's your take on all this Rob bashing tonight?
It's that damn attitude it has.
Yeah, tell me about it. Okay, go on, Elvira.
What did start all this Rob bashing?
Rob was being really rude to one of our callers, and I called his bluff.
When?
Earlier, before
some guy read
in.
Some 15-minute long, boring, pointless poem.
I liked it.
And I said it was boring and pointless. And Chris didn't even listen to the damn thing. He just said
I liked it. I did like it. It was deep.
He didn't. Chris can't much less tell you one line in the poem. Chris can't even tell you one image conjured by the words of the poem. He paid absolutely no attention to it at all.
I thought it was great.
But he thought it was great because he didn't pay any attention to it.
It was deep, man.
Chris also thinks playing 4 different sound effect records at the same time is deep and artistic.
And I bet he could pick out exactly what came from what.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he had to go to college for something.
Well, I know where all those Public Enemy samples came from.
Public Enemy samples?
Yeah, they all came from old soul records and funk records.
Are you a complete person now?
What is this, rag on Chris night?
Every night is. Now
I'm smarter than Rob. It doesn't matter.
I'm just saying, that's so... I mean, it'd be a neat thing to know, you know, but...
Who cares,
right?
I
know that there's samples in Skinny Puppy's Rabies album. They have samples from... I'm sure you don't like them, so I won't mention the name again, but they have some samples from Clockwork Orange in there.
Well, I love Skinny Puppy, really. I mean, they're one of my favorite bands.
Yeah.
Ogre is a genius.
Okay. I don't know whether to believe you, but I'm sure I don't... I can't imagine you listening to them.
Why?
You're from Harrison.
Harrison?
He's
yeah.
not from Harrison.
Why, if you're from Harrison,
from Hamilton,
you,
I mean,
if you're from Harrison, you can't like Skinny
thing.
Puppy?
Same thing. Hamilton, Harrison.
This show's getting boring. I'm going to turn on the frog. They were talking about Skinny Puppy and everything. I thought I better put the frog on.
See, I don't take all the little Doc Martin revolutionaries seriously in Clifton, so that makes me a jerk.
Nobody does.
Well, Nimrod does, damn it. Nimrod takes them very seriously.
I was one of them for a long, long, long time, and I don't take
Aren't you glad you redeemed yourself?
Hey, Nimrod takes them seriously.
I've never let myself sink so low as some of them have.
Aren't you glad your hair's the color it was when you were born?
No, I like it better black.
I mean, if Nimrod got pulled over for speeding, he'd probably shed his pants right then. It's the man. And then he's going to, you know, go around preaching revolution and stuff.
There's no revolution.
Oh.
There never will be. There needs to be.
No, there'll be a lot of people sitting around taking a lot of drugs, talking about it all the time. That's why nothing gets done.
Yeah, everyone's all talk anyway. That nobody knows how to go about doing it. Then again, neither do I.
We have a wonderful constitution, and things can be changed from within.
Too difficult.
You want to read us a poem?
I know you have to do things like you have to go out. You have to like go vote and do all those really hard. It's just so much easier to you know to assassinate the whole executive office of government rather than.
Of course.
I mean, it's so tough to go vote and to like read the papers and stay informed
and actually
write letters to your congressman and senator. Those things are so rough. It's just so much easier to get a hold of an Uzi and go wipe out the Oval Office someday.
This would be true. It'd always be easier, but nothing would ever be solved, and nobody wants to realize it.
You're a beacon of light.
I try to be, but sometimes it just seems really dim.
It is. It's very dark. It's a dark, sick, decadent world.
I guess.
Anything else, Elvira?
No, not really.
Hey, okay.
You want to hit us with a poem before you go?
God. Okay.
I like that one. That was really short and brief and to the point. One word, God.
Fine.
That was heavy.
Do you want to or not?
If you don't want to hear one of my poems.
Okay, let's hear one.
I do.
Let's hear one.
Rob has had this attitude all night long.
Oh, yeah, Chris will say, let's hear a poem. I want to hear it. Then he'll, like, turn his back and start flipping through his records or something. Then he'll turn back. Oh, that was great.
You would have listened to
it. At least if you do something, if you read a poem, I'll listen to it. I won't ignore it, unlike Chris, which is the ultimate rude thing you can do is to ignore
it. You're the ultimate rude, Rob.
No, you are rude embodied. Go ahead.
Okay.
You want some music behind it?
No, don't give him an excuse not to listen. Don't give him an excuse not to listen. There you go. There you go.
Is he already started?
Yeah, he's not even painted. He doesn't know what the hell's going on.
If he's already started.
Oh, well, Elvira.
I'll do it.
Okay, here you go.
It won't be long, okay? Okay, the skies fall, but you're there, my protector that will not spare one single glimpse of betrayal. You prepare to take me on your altar of lost time. The years flow by, null but many. The day shall come when I'll walk the rain-slick street alone. There I'll feel you, but your figure is unknown. We'll meet again at your altar, the wicks burn, and erase the cold tears from the mother. I lay down with you atop again and smother. Sorry, that's it.
Hey, that was really good, except it needs a couple commas.
No, if I have to read it myself, I'm nervous.
No.
I don't punctuate when I speak if I'm...
Oh, well, then in that case, it was probably wonderful.
Thank you.
I think that poem makes it sound like you have a lot of pent-up sexual frustrations.
Sexual frustrations?
Yes. All that about art, about going to the altar.
Go to your father. Tell him how you feel about him.
Somebody's body. And all that.
Just kidding.
Rob,
just kidding.
You are so rude.
I know, isn't he?
I'm just joshing.
Rob, you're awful.
I think he's pushing his sexual frustrations on the audience and trying to make it like a fantasy of ours when it's actually his.
True.
Wow. You figured me out already.
Okay, we're going to move. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
See, the thing is, every night, you know, well, every Tuesday night, I come here to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and I give everything I have to the audience. It's like I'm making love to thousands and thousands of people, but then I go home alone, and I just can't handle it. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, first-time caller?
Yeah.
Hey, well, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, man.
Good to have you.
Tonight, Jeff?
Oh, pretty good guy.
Hey, guy.
Hey, guy.
Tell me something there, guy. What kind of charcoal briquettes do you use when you have a cookout there, guy? You like the kind that already got gas in them and light up automatically, or you like to douse them with a lot of gasoline and then light them on fire and watch them fire up there, guy? Which do you like better there, guy?
Well, I like the electric barbecue grills, guy.
Right, you do, guy? How come, guy?
Because they light with a switch.
There you go.
Light with a switch there, guy. That sounds like the convenient way of getting out of having a good hearty fire there, guy.
Yeah. But, hey, Rob, I'm not going to pick on you. I'm not going to pick on you, Chris, but I'm just saying. But it's not hard to be informed, keep informed, because the government makes it easy to keep informed with the lies they try to scam on the American people.
What do you, you believe in a conspiracy?
Well, I mean, I believe in conspiracy. Everyone has a conspiracy of their own.
Do you believe in barbecue?
Yeah, with electric grills.
Those solo conspiracies are really tricky things.
Yeah, I mean, you know how it is, you know.
What about paranoia?
Paranoia.
Guy, do you believe in paranoia?
Well, you're freaking me out, man.
Do you believe in being weird to yourself?
Whoa.
Do you believe the man is watching you?
Huh? Oh, man. I think he's at my window now.
He might be. He's looking at you. He's got satellites, man. There's satellites up there, and they're watching us, man. Satellites up there, and they're watching every move. They're watching you get naked, and they're watching you conspire.
And the FCC's listening to you.
And the government has a file on you. I mean, they know everything you do. The government keeps track. These phone lines are all tapped.
I know. I mean, they call it a democracy. Actually, it's a dictatorship.
Yeah, I mean, it's the way I feel about it. Nothing gets written in any newspaper that doesn't clear a government censor first.
Jeff,
nothing.
Jeff, you call it democracy. I call it scamocracy.
That's what I call it. Uncle Scam. But, you know,
How about that Jimi Hendrix effect? You like that there, guy?
Well, it kind of got me paranoid. Paranoid at Jimi Hendrix coming back from the grave. Whoa. But anyway, if you speak out, government so your brakes go out on the hill or something, or you die of a drug overdose or something like that, you know.
Okay, we're going to move now.
So if we're not here next week, you know what happened.
Yep.
The beacons of light here in where the hell are we at now? What part of town is this?
We're in Walnut Hills.
The beacons of light in Walnut Hills have been off by either faulty brakes or, what, drug overdose? Is that the two things that will get us?
Hello.
Well, okay, well, if someone slips LSD on my steering wheel, so it sinks through my skin and makes me go crazy in a wreck. Well, you know what happened then. 749-1444 is the phone number. We've got about 13 minutes left of this edition of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. And from what I understand, all good things must come to an end. So if the hell ride quits, we're going to try to get their slot.
I don't think they're going to, though.
No. Well, we should talk about this behind the scenes.
Too professional.
Troy's brakes will go out. That stuff he said about Sister Soldier. Some guy named Mary. Hey, how are you, Mary?
Fine.
It's good to hear from you tonight, Mary. How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
First time caller to the Chris Rob Late Night Talk Show?
Yes.
Well, we're glad to have your call, and we're glad to have your opinion. What can you contribute to our little show here?
I've got a poem.
Well, we'd like to hear it.
Okay.
Hold on. Do you want music or don't you?
No.
No music? Okay, no music then.
You still can't beat the meth boat.
Deep throat.
Every time I think that I'm the only one who's lonely, someone calls on me. And every now and then I spend my time in rhyming verse and verse those falls in me. And then I'm and does she want to give me kicks anymore? Steady chick and give me pickled memories. Oh, baby, rather got her tales from all the fields and tribulations no one ever sees. When we met, I was sure out to lunch. Now my empty cup is as sweet as the punch. She wanna sound real, let him see reality from where she got a name.
sweet as the punch.
Mets.
Why don't they tell us about
the Mets suck.
Damn cold endings. I hate
them. I hate the Mets. And the Mets suck. You know why?
Why?
Because they're from New York. And so is George Steinbrenner. That's why they suck. John from The Boring. I mean Future. What's up?
Excuse me?
Just kidding you, John. You know that.
Of course. I'm not going to insult you for
A little Chris and Rob late night joke there for you.
Okay.
Thanks for calling Joke Line. What's on? We got a joke for us tonight?
Excuse me? No, I don't have a joke.
No? Well, you got to have a joke when you call. That's the rule.
No. You guys know I just came back from California.
Why'd you come back? I'd have stayed if I were you.
No, I don't like it. It's too expensive down there. Mm. Plus, I'm still a citizen of Ohio. So.
Have you been listening for a while?
Yeah, I pretty much caught the whole show.
Okay, so do you think Rob is as ignorant as everyone's accusing him of being?
No. No. Y'all pretty good. I just think the whole show was pretty good.
He had his doubts, Rob.
I know.
He was like, no.
Rob is pretty ignorant, but he's not that ignorant.
Well, I didn't say that.
That's kind of what your
tone
said.
You know, it's great to be on this end, because the last couple of weeks, I was getting picked on pretty bad, and I was feeling like, maybe I am a pile of crap.
Well, I don't feel that way, because I have confidence in myself.
That's what you get.
And all these 17-year-old Clifton revolutionaries and their Doc Martens can just take their boots and shove them up their own ass.
John, who was your favorite Beach Boy?
Who was my favorite Beach Boy?
Yeah.
I don't know. The one in the middle, probably.
Love.
Huh?
Was Love. Wasn't one of them named Love?
Hey, Jim, who was your favorite Beach Boy?
Who was your favorite Beach Boy?
Jardine.
Jardine?
Yeah. Jim?
Jardine.
Who's your favorite Beach Boy?
Dead one.
The dead one?
Dennis Wilson.
Y'all didn't have a topic tonight, really.
My favorite Beach Boy
was
Brian.
We did have a topic. Our topic tonight was... We were talking about riots at L7 shows, and we were also going to, the Supreme Court decisions and
about the cross-burning and all that.
Yeah, about the cross-burning and about the abortion stuff.
You know why my favorite Beach Boy was Brian? Because he could do this.
What?
Two, three, four.
That's just to show you, that all by himself, Brian's pretty good. But then throw in the rest of the Beach Boys, and you know what you're going to get?
What?
This.